Topic 5.15 is describe the effects of global warming, rising temperature, changing rainfall patterns and seasonal cycles on plants and animals. So distribution of species, development and life cycles. Now, when we looked at biomes, we looked at how they were constrained very much by temperature and rainfall. So if you increase the temperature, that's all wonderful, you're going to increase biodiversity. However, what we've said is likely to happen is that rainfall will be changed without the necessary cooling of the evaporated water vapour. You might not have the same amount of rainfall available as you did before. So there could be an increased desertification of the plants and animals' habitats, and this will have knock-on effects to the distribution of the biomes. What we're likely to see is that the biomes' boundaries will shift polewards. So we will start to see more Mediterranean habitats coming into the southern United Kingdom, and our temperate grassland and temperate woodlands will move further north into Siberia. So Siberia and northern Scotland are likely to see a reduction in the number of conifers. They may start to see more deciduous oaks and other, you know, normal English woodland plants. We might see eventually the wholesale destruction of the tundra and the taiga, the two most northern niches or biomes. Rising temperatures in a habitat will have an effect on the individual animals, especially. If you look at the reptiles, many of them are temperature dependent with respect to their sex. So if you increase the temperature above the point at which males or females can develop, then you'll only get one of each sex, or one of the sexes being produced. If you end up with all males, then you've got a problem. If you end up with all females, you've got a problem. So the temperature of reptile nests, amphibian nests, is going to be something to consider. Looking at plants, plants are very much dependent on the external environment for the temperatures at which their enzymes operate. If you increase the temperature of a plant's immediate surroundings above its optimum enzyme temperature, then the bonds will start to break down. Okay, look up denaturing in your AS notes, and those enzymes will cease working so well. So photosynthesis may grind to a halt, respiration may grind to a halt, and you've got some issues there with your producers. Okay, so plants could die out. Eventually they will be replaced by the opportunistic species that can tolerate those conditions, but that will result in a change in the biomes. Okay. Life cycles may be speeded up, they may be slowed down. Habitats will change as the plants available in the biome change, and it could be quite nasty for a very long time for an awful lot of organisms. And the problem at the moment is that this has happened before. We've had higher global temperatures than before, but that this is happening much more quickly than it has to our knowledge in Earth's history. And that means it's more difficult for the species involved to adapt and deal with this change. Okay, so this is the worrying thing, that things are happening too fast for the ecosystems to adapt.